Good morning. A question that comes up each and every year at this time of the year when it comes to our reading of Parsha Zachor is, should the word Zecher be read as Zecher with a segol or Zecher with a tzere? So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are opinions that go both ways. Da, you should know, Deyesh Omrim Shetzarech Likra Zecher Amalek B'tzere. There are opinions that we should read it with a tzere as Zecher. And also, V'yesh Omrim, there are other opinions, Shetzarech Likrat Zecher Amalek B'Sechol, that it should be read with the segel, Zecher Amalek, Zecher and Zecher. Val Kane says, the Mishnah Berurah Mehanachon, the proper thing to do is to read both of them to ensure we fulfill the mitzvah. So in fact, the Piskei Tshuva springs that the Iker is Zecher with the Tzere, that's the view of most poskim, and accordingly there are those that read initially Zecher Amalek, and immediately thereafter they read Zecher Amalek, first with the Tzere, then with the Segel, or they read a little bit more than that. They initially read it as Timche et Zecher Amalek, and then they say Timche et Zecher Amalek. However, there are poskim that say that that is not a good thing to do, because it sounds like when we read it one way and then reread it a different way, it sounds like we are in fact correcting a mistake, and accordingly, the second reading would be the operative reading. The second reading would be the reading that we're relying on. In other words, the second reading is deleting the first reading. So if we say Zecher and then Zecher, or if we say Timche et Zecher Amalek and then repeat Timche et Zecher Amalek, it's really the Zecher that we're reading and not the Zecher. And the Iker is with the Tzere, the Zecher. So we're only causing a bigger problem. So accordingly, the Piskei Tshuvas brings two solutions to it. Solution number one is, instead of just repeating a word, two words, or four words, repeat the entire pasuk. So read the entire pasuk, and read it first with Zecher et Zere, and then read the entire pasuk again with Zecher, and accordingly we're not fixing a mistake and rewording it and deleting the first reading, but rather we're reading the pasuk two different ways, and they're both going to be valid readings. So that's way number one. The way number two to correct the problem is to switch the order. And if you only want to read two words like Zecher and Zecher Amalek or Timchad Zecher Amalek, first read it with the Segol. Read it Zecher and thereafter with the Zecher. So it's really the second reading that is going to be the primary reading, the second pronunciation and not the first pronunciation. However, there is also a third view that it just doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Either way, we don't have to do either of those two solutions. The third opinion would be, don't bother with those. It's actually okay to simply read it Zecher and Zecher, repeating the words, the two words, the four words. And in fact, the Ksos HaShulchan brings, it's actually in addition to the Ksos HaShulchan and some of the comments on it, that there were some Baalei Kriya that would read in front of the Gedolei Yisrael, and they would read Timchad Zecher Amalek, and then repeat Timchad Zecher Amalek, or just Zecher, Zecher right afterward. And in fact, this was the Biala Rebbe also. They weren't makbid on it. Nonetheless, we do have the Mishnah Berurah that says that we should be makbid to read it both ways. And simply the question is, how do we read it both ways? Do we repeat two words, Zecher and Zecher Amalek? In other words, Zecher, Zecher Amalek and Zecher Amalek, or to repeat Timchad Zecher Amalek and those four words, Timchad Zecher Amalek, or to repeat the entire pasuk. So each place with its own minhag.